This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook Software. I'm Riley Smith. Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra supporting legislation to exempt farm assets from the FAFSA application. We'll have more right after this.
Farmers, stop wasting time with accounting software that's not made for you. Ambrook has built a financial management tool for agriculture. Ambrook syncs to thousands of community banks so you can pull your transactions automatically. You can track the profit and loss of each of your enterprises separately, manage internal transfers between parts of your business, and pull categories right into Schedule F tax reporting. Ambrook, it's accounting software made for cowboys. Try Ambrook for 30 days free at ambrook.com/Iowa. That's ambrook.com/Iowa.
For years, the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA, has not been kind to college students and farming families. Due to some flaws in the program, farmers must label their machinery, land, and small businesses as liquid assets, even though they are not liquid enough to be converted into college funds. Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra is supporting legislation that will exempt those from being considered assets on the FAFSA application, which will open up the door for more farm kids to receive financial aid.
This is appalling to me. So under the Biden administration, they changed FAFSA that you have to include farmland and equipment as an asset or your business, small business. So that means that virtually every farm kid that wants to go to college will get kicked out of the FAFSA program, will not get any help from the federal government because their parents own land or their parents have equipment or a small business. This is ridiculous.
Feenstra said this is part of the greater goal to support farming communities and provide farm kids with an equal chance to pursue a higher education.
Yeah, exactly. We're the breadbasket of America. And these are not liquid assets. I mean, you buy a tractor, a combine, or you buy land. All right, you can't just quickly change that into dollars to pay for your kids' college education. So that's why we want to make sure that's set off to the side when people are putting their financials down in that FAFSA form. Again, Biden went after the farming community on this a year ago, and we want to take it back away. We're under Trump now, and we support farming community, and we want to make sure that our farm kids can go to college and have the same considerations as every other kid in the country.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.